The two federal agencies contend We Energies made major changes and increased emissions at four power plants in eastern Wisconsin and one in northern Michigan. The government says the company violated the Clean Air Act because the firm did not install new pollution controls required under a controversial set of provisions called New Source Review. We Energies denies it broke the law, but it has agreed to pay a $3 million civil penalty and make up to $600 million in plant improvements that'll reduce emissions of sulfur dioxide, mercury, fine particles, and nitrogen oxide. Company Vice President Christine Krause says ratepayers could foot some or all of the pollution control bill.
Because we view this as really something that our customers have asked for and something that our regulators, again, ultimately have required of us.
Krause says the Public Service Commission will decide what portion of the costs will come from consumers. The EPA says the plant changes will occur over a decade, and that may ease the burden on ratepayers. But Steve Hinneker of the Citizens Utility Board says he'll urge the PSC to send WEPCO's bill to company stockholders.
Whether it's a $600 million over 10 years or over 5 years, the fact is Wisconsin Energy is still passing over $500 million of cost potentially onto the ratepayer for mistakes that they made, and we don't think that that's appropriate.
Hinneker says We Energies has had several problems over the last year, and he says the latest settlement raises new questions about company managers, several of whom recently received large bonuses. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.